Bethany Lutheran College is pleased to sponsor Issues Etc. and Lutheran Public Radio. Bethany Lutheran College is located in the picturesque river town of Mankato, Minnesota, and is committed to making Christian higher education affordable for all with generous financial aid packages available. At Bethany, you'll find stimulating academic programs, a friendly atmosphere, and opportunities to grow both in intellect and in your faith, all within the framework of a supportive Christian environment. For more information, visit us on the web at blc.edu.
It's all too easy to believe that our desires are exactly what they are because God wants them to be that way. That's a powerful temptation and therefore a powerful threat, and it's got to be taken seriously.
These are the sins of not quite being enough of what we think we ought to be. Those kinds of sins are easy to confess, but that confession doesn't do anything. And there isn't much God can do about it.
Without the cross, without what Jesus did at the cross, I would argue that you cease to have Christianity. And if we cease to have Christianity, we are lost and damned in our sin.
Duluth, Minnesota letter carriers love Issues, etc.
If you went looking for new in town, let's say you moved to a new city, went looking for a church, you decided just to take the most random approach you could to it, get in your car, drive around randomly looking for the church, you'd be looking for what? You'd be looking for kind of a largish building with a steeple and some parking outside and signs that say church on the outside. But what should you be looking for when you actually go in the church to know that you have actually found the church, not just a building, but you found the church, the kind of church that we confess in the creed, the one holy Catholic church? How do you know when you found that? Welcome back to Issues Etc. We're coming to you live from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio in Collinsville, Illinois. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to answer that question with Pastor Steve Keyser here in the first few minutes of the program, Where Can We Find the Church? And then Pastor Tom Baker of Law and Gospel joins us to teach a Sunday school lesson, God Creating Adam and Eve in Genesis, chapters 1 and 2. Now, you can join us for the next hour, 1-877-623-MYIE. 877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc. Or if you're listening on demand, you got a question, a comment, something to add to the subject, you can always give us a call on our Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8382, 618-223-8382. Joining us to answer the question, where can we find the church? Pastor Steve Keyser, he's headmaster and associate pastor at Faith Lutheran Church in Plano, Texas, and he is author of a Lutheran Witness magazine article titled, Who is the Church? Pastor Keyser, welcome to Issues Etc.
It's good to be here.
When we confess, as we do in one of the three ecumenical creeds, I believe in the one holy Catholic Church, what are we saying?
Wow. We're saying an awful lot. You could take each one of those words, and it tells us something about what we believe, teach, and confess. We confess that the church is one. There are not many churches. There are not different denominations that can be, therefore, defined as giving as many churches. But we confess that there is only one church, not many. We also confess that that church is holy, that is set apart by God as His people. And so when we look at the church, even though it may not appear outwardly the most holy body, God declares that the church that is one is also a holy church. And that this church is Catholic, that is, that this church is universal, or it has been in existence as long as God has given His church, and it's been found and exists in all places, in all times, and it exists by virtue of Christ giving that church. So that is the one holy Catholic Church.
So you say that Jesus gives the church. What does that mean? Why is that important to understand?
It's important because to in any way disconnect the church from the Lord Jesus Christ is to have no church at all, and is to go someplace else and to create something new. The church is rightly found in Christ. He is the one who gives the church. He's the one who gifts the church, gives gifts to the church. He's the one who creates the church. He's the one who sustains the church. And so the church and understanding the church has to begin with the author of the church, the giver of the church, namely Jesus Christ.
So how do we go about this? Do we start by saying, I walk into a church and I kind of come up with a list of things that seem to fit, a list of criteria that seem to fit with the definition of the church? Where do we begin when someone walks into the church saying, okay, I found something that calls itself the church? How do I know it's the church that's being confessed there, the church that Jesus himself is giving?
Yes, good question. I think that people who are church shopping, and I live in an area where we have visitors all the time, and they are asking themselves that question, and I don't know how they're seeking to answer it, but I would suggest that the way that we find the church is to also find where the church is to find exactly where Jesus has located himself as the giver of the gifts, namely where the gospel is. And that gospel, rightly preached, law and gospel, that gospel given in the sacraments, where Jesus Christ has located himself, that is, in the gospel, in the preaching of the Word of God, in law and gospel, in his sacraments, where the gifts of baptism and the Lord's Supper are rightly given and administered, where we hear the pastor proclaim the forgiveness of sins in absolution, that becomes for us identifying marks, so to speak, to know that is where Christ has located his church.
So these are objective, you use the word marks, these are objective signs. This isn't, this feels like the church to me, or this, any other kind of criteria here. These are biblical signs that what we've confessed is a reality in this place?
Absolutely. To ask yourself, do I feel the church in this place, is a wrong question. I don't know that would be a good question at all to locate at least the Lord's church. He has not given us that question, nor has he told us in his word what the church should feel like when we walk into to an assembly, to a congregation. But he has given us very clearly in his word, his own words, that is, his word of law and his word of redeeming gospel. He has given to us very clearly the gift of baptism and how that gift is to be given, with water and with that word of God which says, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. He's given to us very clearly the sacrament of the altar, bread and wine, and his own words with which to say, not words that we may feel like saying or that sound good to us, but rather the Lord Jesus' own words. And so when we hear those things and see those things, we know that what Jesus has said he wishes to give the church is being given.
So you're saying here that looks can be deceiving, or if we're looking for the wrong thing, feelings can deceive here. Let's pursue that just a little bit, kind of on the other side of the coin, which is sometimes people they hear that confession, I believe in the one holy Catholic Church, and they say, but the church doesn't look like one. It doesn't look particularly holy. And it's hard to tell that it is this one universal church. Our senses don't seem to have access to those truths, at least not our fallen senses. What are your thoughts there?
That's true. Our senses do not pick up on the church. It is, as the scriptures say, that the church is hidden with Christ, so that what God tells us who we are in Christ is not always the way it seems in a fallen world. In a fallen world, we have churches with divisions. We have anger among parishioners. We have sins of adultery, and the list goes on and on. We have disagreements, and it seems like a very unholy crowd, no doubt about it. And looks can be deceiving. Yet, God in His mercy, He's a gracious God. And so He gives the church where He gives the forgiveness of sins. We should expect to find sinners in the church. So where God calls together sinners to receive the gifts of forgiveness of sins, eternal life, and salvation, that shouldn't surprise us. The church is a messy place. It brings together messy people. And that's exactly a good gift of the church. God brings the messy people together. He cleans them up, so to speak, in that He forgives them. His word of absolution forgives their sin.
When the church has to struggle with the apparent lack of unity and still confess Sunday after Sunday, one holy Catholic church, can we resolve that tension? How should we deal with that?
Yeah. Well, I think that the members of the church, the people of the body of Christ, come together back to the very Word of God. We come back to Jesus Christ Himself. When we try to seek understandings of the church or the unity of the church outside of the Word of Christ, I think we're going to fail. When we try to find unity and even resolution to issues in the church through other ways that are given so often in among church denominations and perhaps even among our own at times, they may be helpful, but ultimately they will not resolve the problem. The root of the problem is sin, and so the only solution to that is Jesus Christ. And so I would suggest that we would return to Christ and His Word and His promises as to who we are in Him in this church.
Does there come a time, Pastor Keyser, when we have to be honest and say, this gathering or that gathering, whatever it may be, this isn't the church? Those things that we have been taught by God's Word to look for and listen for, the pure preaching of the gospel, the right administration of the sacraments, are no longer there.
Absolutely. I think your question leads to the answer. If we are to find the church where that pure gospel is being proclaimed, and the church or the place that's calling itself the church is not proclaiming that pure gospel, then we must separate ourselves and find where it is that this pure preaching is going on. So it's a difficult thing, and oftentimes there's a multiplicity of things going on, not only relationships that we have within that individual congregation or that denomination, family members, friends, and so forth and so on. But nevertheless, I would agree that we would separate ourselves and go to where the pure word is being preached and where the sacraments are being rightly administered, no doubt.
Finally then, Pastor Keyser, Jesus makes a promise. It was one of our readings not too long ago. On this rock I will build my church. The gates of hell will not prevail against it. There's a lot of talk nowadays in American Christianity about the church is dying. The church is dying. We got to do this. We got to do that. Because the church, if we don't, the church will die. What should our confession be in the face of all that gloom and doom talk about the death of the church?
Yeah, I think probably the reason that we hear those things being said is that the church is being measured, perhaps numerically, by the effect of the preaching of the gospel. So we're trying to measure, quantify the results of what we say is true. And in places and times, we seem to measure or quantify that, and it seems as though that the church is in decline. And so, therefore, people come to the false conclusion that the church is therefore dying. I certainly don't believe that that is a biblical nor a way that Jesus himself has given to us to know the church. The church exists because Christ has desired that it exist. He has died for her. He has risen for her. He has justified her. He has declared her righteous and holy. And so the church is, and the church lives. It isn't a church that can be squashed in that sense. It can't be gotten rid of. It can't be diminished. You can't diminish what God gives and what he causes to exist and to prevail. The use of this quantifying the church is very dangerous. And for us who have been called into this church to get down about these kinds of things, we shouldn't really, it shouldn't surprise us. I mean, when our Lord Jesus Christ himself was going to the cross, his followers, his disciples, fled after he taught on John chapter 6 that whoever eats my body and drinks my blood has eternal life. This is a hard saying. Who can bear it? Afterwards, many left. So Jesus had to say, will you too leave me? That this gospel is offensive as well as a gospel that calls us to the church. So these ways, I would say, are not good ways to measure the church. Rather, we rely on the words of Jesus alone as to understand what the church is, and that it is his church that has prevailed and will prevail.
Pastor Steve Keyser is headmaster and associate pastor of Faith Lutheran Church in Plano, Texas, and he's author of a Lutheran Witness magazine article titled, Who is the Church? Pastor Keyser, keep up the good work, and thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you, Todd.
Speaking of churches that are faithful to that confession, that know what the church are and are faithful to that confession, a special thanks to Pastor James Douthwaite of St. Athanasius Lutheran Church in Alexandria, Virginia. They have renewed their membership in the Issues Etc. 300. That's a congregational giving program that we've had here for years now at Issues Etc. Your congregation can be part of it, too. In fact, this is a good time of the year for you to consider asking your congregation to join the Issues Etc. 300. It is simply involves having your congregation include Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget to the tune of $1,000 or more per year. And you can find out everything you need to know. Prepare yourself to go ask your congregation to join the Issues Etc. 300 by going to the support page at issuesetc.org. You'll find a one-page flyer there that you can download. Or you can call Craig and ask him about the details. Our number, 618-223-8385, 618-223-8385. Ask for Craig and consider asking your congregation to join the Issues Etc. 300, especially with budget time coming up. When we come back, Pastor Tom Baker will be our guest. We're going to be teaching a Sunday school lesson with him, going to Genesis chapters 1 and 2 to talk about God's creation of Adam and Eve.
Would you like for us to post information about your congregation on the Find a Church page of our website? We'll add your church when it becomes part of the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your church's mission or advertising budget. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 at issuesetc.org. Click support and publicize your congregation to the world.
Did you know that we send out an email each week that details upcoming show topics? It's available for you to include in your weekly church bulletin. Just click the Issues Etc. Journal logo at our homepage, issuesetc.org, and sign up to receive the church bulletin blurb. It's an easy way to invite your fellow parishioners to listen to Issues Etc. issuesetc.org. Look for the Issues Etc. Journal logo and register to receive a weekly bulletin paragraph from Issues Etc.
Christological, creedal, confessional. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Hello, I'm Pastor Daniel Quinn, Senior Pastor of Living Word Lutheran Church, The Woodlands, Texas, inviting you to join us for divine service on Sundays at 8:15 or 11 a.m. Living Word is located at 9500 North Panther Creek Drive in The Woodlands, a community about 30 miles north of Houston. That's Living Word Lutheran Church, where we proclaim the living word of Christ, that all who hear may walk in newness of life.
Christ at the Center, The Justification of the Ungodly, A Contemporary View of Faith and Reason, The Holy Spirit in Christ. These are just some of the almost 30 essays included in Propter Christum, Christ at the Center. It's a new book of essays in honor of Issues Etc. regular guest, Pastor Daniel Preuss. Find out more and purchase Propter Christum at shop.logia.org. Propter Christum, Christ at the Center, shop.logia.org.